WSEU 202. Good morning. WRWB 49 over standby. WRWB 49 and we're standing by.
Morning, Mike. WSHM 738.
Good morning out there.
Heading off to work?
Just heading out for a little bit. What, it's 43 out, but it feels a lot colder with this wind.
Yeah, well, that front moved through yesterday, so we're on the cooler side of it for sure.
H2's QRMers are up this morning. Well, yeah.
Yeah, what's new?
Yes, the Latimer Kobolinski duo. I'm just, you know, taking a wild stab at it, but I'm pretty accurate.
I like to say it's those people.
Tell you what, whoever was in charge of the 200 machine yesterday wasn't very coordinated.
Well, I have my opinion of that whole thing too, because the guy running that weather net, it might be the one good thing he does, but how about all the bad?
No, but I see they were playing the Russian space station, the Orion capsule they just, you know, set up. They were looping that over, you know, for hours and hours.
Yeah, so they used to do that years ago, too. That's on purpose, Mike. That wasn't somebody doing that.
Okay. You know, I thought someone was just doing it just to do it.
No, they used to do that on another repeater years ago.
Wasn't it the 147.140?
No. I don't remember which one it was. I'm talking years ago. They used to broadcast the space shuttle over. I just have a personal opinion about the guy running the weather net, you know, probably shouldn't be drunk.
Wouldn't you want to be sober for that, you know, to get the most accurate reports and checking?
You would think. Yeah, it's pretty crazy about the weather, though. I think there were three different tornado warnings or something sprinkled throughout that line.
Yeah, the sirens went off, and I'm like, well, what the heck's going on here? I'm like, there's no high winds. I mean, there's low visibility over here by the lake, but, I mean, there was no high winds. You know, the birds weren't, like, going stir-crazy in the sky. I mean, so I'm like, what the heck's going on?
Well, there's a line moving through, right? I mean, all the way through the, I mean, I think it went all the way down to Texas or Mexico or something.
Yeah, that's what they were saying, down to Mexico. But I'm like, man, there's no high winds. I'm like, and then someone said they did spot one in, I think, near Southfield. There was, like, a sighting.
Yeah, there was one down west of Dearborn. I don't know, all these different spots. If they sense rotation in the radar, Mike, they make the call.
Yeah, I get it. And of course, then I gotta alert the public.
It's better to warn them and be wrong than not warn them and have one really happen.
Well, try telling that to the idiot that runs, I think it was your Ypsilanti or Ann Arbor. They're thinking about removing their emergency alert sirens because they say it's, you know, something to do with, you know, it's too obnoxious and loud and it offends some people. Myself, well, why would you do that? I mean, that just puts people's lives in danger. They have no knowledge of, you know, if a tornado's going on or, you know, some other disaster.
Right, then they'd complain when their house gets taken out by a tornado and they weren't warned.
Exactly. I'll have to look that up. I think it was either Ypsilanti or it was Ann Arbor. But the city council and the mayor were, like, considering, you know, removing those, you know, things because they were saying, oh, it's too loud and it offends, you know, certain people.
Yeah, you said that, so I don't know anything about it, though. Yeah. Good morning. What's going on? Just talking to Mike. You're in here, and somebody with an itchy trigger finger on his HT.
Signal is really up and down on the repeater. Wow.
Yeah, it's the weather. You said it was windy, Mike?
A little windy up this way. 42 degrees.
You know how UHF can be, John, when the weather gets kind of weird and not very stable. All over the place. We've seen it on UHF Simplex.
Uh, Yep. What's going on, Mike?
Just heading off to work for a little bit, and then I'm going to celebrate Easter.
Very good. I'm celebrating my new workbench setup in the shack here.
You finally moved out of the basement, or are you still in the basement?
No, I'm in the basement, but I had this little piece of office furniture. It was 4 foot wide and only about 18 inches deep. I was trying to use that as like a test station bench, and it just didn't have enough surface area, so I bought a workbench. It's 2 foot deep, 4 foot wide. It's got the pegboard on the back and a shelf up on top. It's a full Harbor Freight workbench. They put it on sale. $20 off, so I bought it.
There you go. You know, I've noticed with Harbor Freight now, they've stepped up in their quality. You know, compared to what they used to be like 30 years ago.
Yeah, well, somebody had to with, you know, the closing of all the Sears.
I was the only one that sold tools. I mean, he had, you know, Montgomery Ward's back in the day, Crazy Benzines. I mean, he had them all. Ace Hardware.
Crazy Benzies was the cheapest of cheap.
Like another Harbor Freight, you know, until Performance Tool bought them out, and then the quality of tools got better.
Well, even the Pittsburgh brand of tools are a lot better than what they used to be. They used to be, you know, cheap. Just barely a step above Crazy Benzies, but Pittsburgh, they got the lifetime warranty on those as well, and their quality has really come up. But I still have a hard time buying, you know, paying extra money for the Hercules or Bauer or Icon or any of these other name brands that they sell.
Yeah, but the quality is still good on these little Italy pizzas.
Is that your breakfast?
It was my dinner last night, and it's my donut this morning.
Well, there you go.
Then I'm going to go out a little later this afternoon and have a couple of margaritas and hope I can do a weather net.
Well, hey, you can do a weather net anytime you want. But my only question is, if you're going to do a weather net, shouldn't you be dropping F-bombs like they do on Simplex?
Yeah, I don't do that, but I suppose that fits.
Trained or are you non-trained, Skyward?
I'm Skyward brained.
Well, I'm Skyward trained. Got to be at least 30 years ago.
Have to go in and take the classes, but I mean nowadays I think you can just, you know, do it online, can't you?
According to net control, yes, you can. Although I was hearing about a Skyward net that was going on out here. Is anybody listening to the one going on out here?
Yeah, I heard somebody scream and say, "Oh no, there's a tornado coming, I gotta get me a drink."
Man, you just can't let that drinking go, can you?
No. Held the same standard drinking and driving. You shouldn't be driving if you're drinking. Why are you running the weather net when you know you've been drinking?
I don't know, you have to ask Captain Morgan about that. Oh, I mean Chris Heston.
Northern Lights, LPD, or Canada House.
Talking to you where I was talking to you, so I was listening to three or four frequencies, actually, so... I don't know if there was a net out here or something that was kind of trying to turn into one. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think it was kind of like that, trying to turn into one.
Right. Yeah, and then the same thing that happened here that happened when that vaping place caught on fire and those cylinders were launching like missiles. Right? There was some guy out here sending people in to get a better look so they could get hit in the head with a cylinder.
Okay, no, yeah, I remember that. And also, yesterday, yeah, it was like an unofficial, like, just people just checking in and saying, oh, yeah, it's not bad over here, it's not bad over there, you know.
Well, in general, yeah, that's not a bad thing, Mike, right? Make people aware. I get it. You know, awareness is not a bad idea. It just, there needs to be some structure to it, that's all.
Sure, like a coordinated plan, you know, like a react team, you know.
They're really not professionals, and it may help, and some warning is better than others, as long as some interference doesn't come into play from stopping some good information. But when they're reporting it, they're hearing sirens. I mean, yeah, okay, great. The siren works. They did that at 1 o'clock. It's this time of year, the first Saturday in the month, that's what they do at 1 o'clock.
That is true.
Anyways, WSHM 738.
WRZ 935. WRWB 49. Yeah, I did hear somebody out here while they were all talking, you know, screaming about something. I don't know what it was.
Yeah, I didn't know which radio was coming from. I thought it was actually being done where the WeatherNet officially was happening, but I soon learned it was actually happening here.
Been around like, I don't know, 6:30 or so.
Well, I don't know what time. I just heard something bellowing out of one of the frequencies I was listening to say something about a tornado's coming and I can't find my drink. Which I don't know if that was just a statement being made or if that was pointed towards where I think it was pointing towards, which was on another frequency, because that fits.
Now that you bring it up, you know, it does make a lot of sense, but I didn't think of it that way.
And then I think you should have had your radio on, Mike. There was going to be some tubular tropo, whatever the heck that is.
You want to run that by me again there, Tony?
I'm not sure what that meant. I didn't get that joke. But that's what I heard on another different frequency, that after this storm passed, there was going to be some tubular tropo. What the heck is tubular tropo?
Well, obviously, you would have to check in untrained.
That was on another frequency that was being said. That was in the ham radio community. You know, I've worked all kinds of weak signal stuff on VHF and UHF from 6 meters on up, right? Meteor scatter, aurora, right, E-skip, tropospheric ducting, and I don't know what the hell tubular tropo is.
those, what, Tony Martin catchphrases?
I have no idea.
Maybe it was going to be, like, totally tubular because there was going to be tropo.
Yeah, the problem is, like, if it was tubular and it was generated by the winds, you know, if that arches down and hits the ground, there's your tubular tornado.
Man, I'm just moving a bunch of stuff on the desk over here. Now that I can start clearing the desk off, I just found that little socket set that I was looking for yesterday. Hey, I gotta go hit the little boys' room. I'll be back. WRUZ 935.
Alrighty.
Yeah, that's pretty weird and bizarre.
I couldn't believe what I was hearing.
Trying to say that when the funnel cloud forms, that it's gonna, you know, cause tropospheric ducting? I mean, I don't know. Is that what they were trying to say?
Well, look, tropo, you know, is a hot air mass and a cold air mass, and the signal can duct through those, in between them layers, right? But tubular tropo, I never heard that term before.
So, when I retire, you know, they gave me the K-140 plan.
Right.
Someone told me one day, says, oh, if you do it this way, it's going to take double longer. I'm like, what? What the hell is double longer?
Yeah. I think I know what it means. I think it means it's going to take longer, and on top of it taking longer, it's going to take double. So is that more than...
I guess, but that wouldn't be the choice of words I would have used. I mean, that sounds like something that you would say in elementary.
And is really wavering back and forth quite rapidly. Although as I listen to my signal going in, it's pretty stable.
Coming out, you know, you don't sound like you're wavering or nothing.
That's kind of what I'm saying. It seems pretty consistently going in, so...
That time you weren't getting in too good. I didn't catch what you said.
You have to start at 8?
8:00. I'm just sitting here for a minute. So.
Roger.
Charlie sent me a text yesterday. He said he could hear us, but it was hard for him to get in from his home CTH.
Ah, okay. Okay, well, I can see you getting close to 8 o'clock here, Mike, so I'll let you go. WSHM 738, we'll talk to you later.
All right, we'll talk to you guys later. I'm going to see, I'll probably QSY over to the portable, you know, when I'm on break or something. All right, catch you guys later. WRWB 49 will be clear.
WRUZ 935. Roger. So what's going on? What's going on today?
Food.
Food.
Yeah, you know, Easter dinner.
Oh, okay. Very good. Oh, but damn, hemostats dumped out of the little sleeve I keep them in. Scattered all over the drawer.
Okay. You gotta work tomorrow, right?
Yep, sure do. As some people would say, triple time, even though there is none.
No, but technically if you get paid for the day and you work and it's double time, collectively, at the end of the day, for tomorrow, it will be triple time.
Yeah, but if you work any overtime, it drops down to double time then.
Yeah, but you get double time and a free day somewhere along the line, right?
Yeah, I know. It's just like, but it's not. If you think it's butter, but it's not. WRUZ 935.
Yes, WSHM 738.
Time, my fellow TMRSers, WSHF 567. Happy Easter.
WSAM 743, happy Easter to you.
Thank you much. Enjoy your day.
So happy to meet everybody.
WSLV849.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is WSET-257, I mean Mobile and Monitoring.
WSLI-302, standing by.
WSMF-861, have a wonderful evening.
WRVJ-258.
WSIA-375.
Station, I think it was. This is WRVJ-258.
Sounding good, 258. I'm in Clinton Township, bouncing off the Mount Clemens repeater.
Very good, very good. You two sound full quieting. Good signal into the repeater system. Name here is Jim. I'm in East Point.
Thanks, Jim. I appreciate the feedback. This is Matt. Have a good evening. Just wanted to test out the radio real quick. I'll be clear after your last WSIE-375.
WSIE 375. Okay, very good, Matt. Good to make your acquaintance. Enjoy the rest of your Easter Sunday. Not a whole lot left of it. I hope it was good. Have a good evening. WRVJ 258.
Thank you, sir. You do the same. WSIA 375.